Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded. You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Eddie took a bunch of yellow jackets from the gas station. Show's over. How you feeling?
I'm a little worried now. I feel like I'm coming down hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we have a lot of work to do today.
Maybe you should take 4 more.
No.
Yep. You can listen to the show and hear Eddie go up and down today, taking the yellow jackets.
Up, down.
How was your weekend, Amy?
It was really good.
I was watching a video of your son dance.
Mm-hmm. He's working it on the dance floor.
What was the party? I know you're...
My in-laws were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. So, yeah, we were at this hotel in San Antonio, and there was a DJ and cake cutting. It was basically like their wedding, but like 50 years later, and everyone's a lot older, and then there's a bunch of kids running around. So, my son was on the dance floor with
crushing
all the girls.
It.
I mean, yeah. Girls from probably 4 years old to 30. He had them eating out of the palm of his hand.
Crushing it.
He was wearing a tie. With like shorts and a white button down. He looked sharp.
Yeah.
Little belt.
He
looked
jealous.
So cute.
He was doing a dance move I'd never seen anyone do before.
What's that?
The snow angel.
Yeah.
On
Amy
the floor.
Said she didn't know where he got that.
He's never done that before. All of a sudden he's just busting out a couple different moves, and the next thing you know, he's on the floor doing the snow angel. And
that's
I'm
awesome.
Like, oh, what? It's not like I'm filming him at the perfect time. I just start filming and I try to sneak up on him sometimes because I never know what he's gonna do. And that's what he did that time.
I was going to come over. I was going to invite you over because we had some people over to swim. We talked about it in the show.
Yeah.
I think 4 or 5 people came over.
That looked fun. Oh, I saw you busted out the giant Jenga.
Amy bought me the Jenga game.
So
like
cool.
The human Jenga, because we were talking about, we played it one night at a bar.
And you said you had so much fun.
I had so much fun. And I watched this time. I think Mike D played it and Nikita and her boyfriend played. But it was fun. It's a good game. It's a good deal. And I had a friend that brings all these floats over and then she just leaves them. Megan Boardman. She brings all these pool floats over and then just leaves them.
What was the new one? I saw it.
It's emoji.
Look
the
on
laughing
my
emoji.
Instagram. Yeah. I got 25,000 likes of just me holding in the laughing emoji.
Pretty cool.
Float. It's a good float. And so,
Yeah, it was a good. Anyway, I was gonna say if you and the kids wanted to come over, but you weren't.
Yeah,
home.
They were at the JW Marriott pool. That place has a lazy river in San Antonio. It's like a hotel Schlitterbahn. It's got like the Coke tubes that you slide down. I was like, where are we? This place is crazy. And like everybody there is like from most people. I met a lot of listeners and they all drive up from Austin. It's like, in case anyone's listening in that area, it's like a great little way to have a little mini vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my husband played golf there, I guess. It's like really awesome.
Yeah, it's real nice.
He said it was like the coolest. And my son got to drive the golf cart. He was like freaking out.
Bet he liked that.
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
I still think that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't main this on a golf course forever, and I still think it's cool. Eddie was supposed to let me go to his house and break something because he broke my light.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go down?
No. The deal was I was going to go over and eat dinner at his house and break something while I was there.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, no, you're not breaking anything. I said, okay, well, I'm not coming for dinner.
Oh, so you didn't go?
No.
What do you mean you didn't? I'm sure once you got
there, you'd let him break something.
Yeah, and then give him dinner? No, I was like, dude, fine. If you break something, you're not going to have dinner. Why would I cook for him?
I'm just going to give him the bill for the light.
There you go.
I guess so.
That's you're going to go back on your word. Oh, you said
didn't he say that?
Yes, he did. And that would be so fun to like pick out something that you're going to break.
His wife drove over a light in my yard because you can't really see my yard.
Yeah.
And I said, in exchange for me billing you, because I got to have somebody come fix it.
Yeah.
I said, I'll break something in your house. And he said, deal. And I said, while I'm there, why don't we just have dinner? He's like, great, I'll cook something up. Then he cancels on me.
Yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, no, that'd be unfair to have him break something and then give him dinner.
But he's not going to do like your TV.
I just don't.
The anger's melting.
That's
like
right.
Smashing a window,
the
maybe.
The longer that
a
I
window.
Sit here,
yeah, a window.
The bigger it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's all right. By the way, I want to go over to Morgan number two in a post-show, pre-show, what do 24-year-olds care about? Because she saw on the internet, she saw me on Instagram, except it wasn't me.
What?
Oh, yep. What do 24-year-olds
care about? I was scrolling through Instagram, and I mistook John Mayer for Bobby.
Yeah.
Doing?
Stop. He was taking, like, a mirror picture, and he had black rim glasses on and kind of the spiked hair, and I really thought it was Bobby. I was just in the Explore tab, and I was like, oh, what's up? That's Bobby. No, it was John Mayer.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Dang. Another day, another person confusing John Mayer and me.
Oh, it really? Now I'm looking at it. Oh, just you and Andy Cohen hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really does look like Bobby. I'm not, yeah. I see that, Morgan number two.
You think I'm looking old yet?
No, because I'm not seeing us, any of us age, really.
That's because we're together every day.
I know.
We don't age.
Mm-mm. That's a problem.
No, it's when I go back and look for pictures of us from years ago that I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. but, you know, hopefully we're getting better.
Yeah.
Hey, what's so cool about Andy Cohen? Like, what do people like about him?
He set up all the housewives. He's funny. He says whatever's on his mind.
Okay.
You feel like he's honest.
Okay.
Who knows if he really is?
Yeah.
You feel that way, he's honest. Yeah. I don't know him, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've always just wondered that because he's like a host, right? TV host or something?
Yeah, but I think he produces
all the housewives.
Yeah.
I watched the David Letterman, Howard Stern thing on Netflix. It's good. I'm a huge fan of both of them, so it was really good. Watch that this weekend. About it. Amy, anything you want to say?
Man, I'm just hoping everybody has a great day.
I love that. You can go over to BobbyBones.com and get a Pimp and Joy retro t-shirt.
Yeah.
We are at $85,000. We're trying to, you know, the goal really is to get 5 dogs. It costs $20,000 a dog. So we need to get to $100,000.
5 service dogs for vets that have either PTSD or brain trauma or...
Lunchbox, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, let's just end this. I got to go to the bathroom.
All right, Eddie?
Yeah, just if you're going to do Yellow Jackets from the, or Yellow Hornets from the convenience store, don't do it.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Just save yourself.
The more
and,
you know.
That'll be a wrap city. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm in D.C. coming up, and Charleston, South Carolina, and Little Rock, and Bakersfield. So if you want to come see a comedy show, BobbyBonesComedy.com. And now we shall start the show. And away we go. Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go. Transmitting across America. This is the Bobby Bones Show. That's right. Yeah, welcome to the Big Monday Show. Good morning. Long night for me, so I'm either going to be hilariously funny today or just a wreck.
Probably hilarious.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why not me? Felt like a wreck. I was out. I was asked to do a speech last night for someone as they were getting an award. And I can't just go up and give a speech, so I did a little comedy, a little award giving, try to, you know, poke a little fun, like a roast, and then give a little hug at the end.
Yeah.
You know, roasty, huggy. So I did that. I was reading this morning as I was coming in, though. I try to read a big packet of news every day. There's a new trend
preserving tattooed skin of your dead loved ones.
What?
People are having the tattooed skin of their loved ones removed and framed.
Framed?
Oh, that is disturbing.
Why was I picturing they were sewing it onto their skin?
I don't know, Silence of the Lambs. You're nuts. Like, I thought this was nuts, and then all of a sudden, Amy goes full...
Hannibal Lecter?
What's wrong with you? Like, this story was shocking to me.
That's what you thought that, Amy.
That's what I thought. I don't know.
There's a company that will lift tattoos from a loved one's dead skin, then frame it, and you can hang on to their memory. It costs about $1,600 a piece. I have no idea what the price is for Amy's plan. She wants to apparently eat the dead skin. This whole thing's weird.
Okay, huh. I've never said anything about eating.
Maybe it's not me that's off my rocker this morning, boys.
Oh, it's Amy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
An Idaho youth football team's being praised because a woman was trapped under a truck, and they saw it, and they basically lifted it up. The Boise Black Knights team from Idaho were on their way home from a tournament that came across a crash in Oregon. They got out of the bus to help the man and woman who were trapped inside the overturned red Jeep. The male driver could get himself out. The woman could not. The boys cut off her seatbelt and then all picked up the car, lifted it just enough for her to slide out of it.
Wow. It's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they had to get out and lift that thing up.
Superhuman strength right there.
Well, I don't even think that because it's a bunch of boys. I mean, there's a mass number of people doing it. It's not one six-year-old.
Yeah.
But still, my point is the timing of this.
Yeah.
And the fact that they actually had to move a car to get someone out. That's crazy. Like, they pulled up on it. They were like, there's a car upside down. There are humans in it. Lift. One, two, three, lift. Yeah, that's crazy. Amy, yeah, it's not one kid.
Sorry, I know. I still just, it's hard for me to imagine even, like, a lot of humans lifting a car.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I see it all the time at Riot.
Because, I mean, I try to lift, like...
ball games. They flip those cars like crazy,
whatever.
Man.
I'm just picturing myself with my 8-pound dumbbell. Sometimes that's hard.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in sports in the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, 122-103. They now lead the series 2-0. In airline news, we're now finding out about another dog that died during a flight. The dog was flown by Delta from Phoenix to Newark, New Jersey, and officials believe the dog passed away during a layover in Michigan. And finally, in weather news, 80s and 90s for most of the country. Rain and severe weather in Texas today, so watch out for that.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Ryan in Missouri. What's up, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? What's up?
Good. I was just wanting to ask about how Lunchbox's baby and how his wife's doing.
Oh, that means it's time for a baby box update.
Baby box update.
Lunchbox?
Oh. The baby is growing great. Everything's good. My wife is feeling good. Right now, the baby is the size of a head of kale.
Really?
Head of kale? Wow. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I just actually had my first baby a year and a half ago, and it's my first kid, and it's the best thing ever.
Any advice you'd like to pass on to Lunchbox?
Get used to not sleeping.
Oh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that, because I need my sleep.
But are you going to stay awake?
No, because I'm not going to be breastfeeding, so the wife will be.
He'll still be up, though.
Why? Why would I be up, though? In the middle
of the night? If she's up, you'll still move around.
Oh, I don't know. You guys don't know. I sleep pretty well.
Yeah.
Will she be doing it in another room?
I would hope so, yeah. Like, we'll have a rocking chair.
Have you guys had this discussion how you're going to keep sleeping while she gets up?
Well, she doesn't have to go to work, so she knows, and she knows she has to breastfeed. So me getting up, there's nothing I can do. I can't help in any way.
What do you think about that, Ryan?
I mean, I feel like he'll still be up, though, even if she is in the other room.
But isn't there a part, and again, I'm just asking, isn't there a part of you that goes, I'd like to support her sometimes when she has to get up and maybe sit with her, at least early on?
I say there is that, but then also, why should both of us be sleep deprived and in a bad mood? Why not just one of us?
It's not fair for one of you to be sleep deprived.
Well, I mean, that's called nature. I can't help that.
That's called nature.
Oh. Yeah. I can't breastfeed, so that's just how it's supposed to be.
You could, though. You could actually save her breast milk, and then when the baby cries, you get up.
During the afternoon, that's great if she wants to take a nap.
No, not during the afternoon, but early in the morning, too.
you can get up, get her breast milk, and then feed the baby.
That's true.
But I get up early to go to work, so I'll be gone. That's my whole thing.
But midnight, let's say, like 1 a.m.
Ooh, that's her shift.
Oh, it is.
That's her shift.
Huh.
So, hey, also, I was going to ask, Bobby, when are you going to be in Little Rock?
I'm in Little Rock. I can pull it up real quick. But I'm doing a comedy show in Little Rock as I pull it up here. I will be in Little Rock on September 7th.
Okay.
At Robinson Performance Hall. So, yeah, how about that? And Lunchbox have a baby by then, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So when I'm in Little Rock, you'll probably be sleeping as your wife's breastfeeding the baby.
Yes, exactly.
This is going to be interesting.
It really will. Can't wait.
Go ahead.
I want to talk to his wife, too. Later, once it all happens, get her side of how Lunchbox is. Can we get updates from her? Would she be willing to do that? How you're handling fatherhood?
I mean, I can tell you how I'm handling
it. No, we want her version. The Bobby
Bones Show. Julianne in Boston. Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Bobby?
Good. Thanks for calling. What can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking how I need to make a therapy appointment, and I'm like, you know what? Bobby's America's mentor, and he's free.
That's right.
Ooh, free.
Absolutely. All things. Yes, go ahead.
So I've had the same job for 5 years, and I loved it. Then I started to kind of lose my passion for it, and I just up and quit. Was going to take time kind of for myself, find my passion, and a new opportunity literally came knocking on my door. Great, great job, but it's in the exact same field, and I don't know if I should take it.
So, but didn't you quit because you didn't like the other job that you kind of just quit?
Yeah.
So, can you pay the bills right now?
I mean, I've got a great savings, but I've also worked so hard for that savings.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. If you get a job that you don't love, you're not going to work that hard for a long period of time. Like for a minute, it's going to be cool. Anybody I've ever known that has went after a job for the money ended up hating their life. For the money. They hate. And it'll be cool for a second because you'll be able to probably get a couple things for the house. Maybe you get a nicer car because you can afford extra $90 a month for a payment. But really, that stuff won't make you happy. Now, if you got to pay the bills or you got a kid you got to pay for, that's a whole different list of circumstances. But
no, I'm in a great position. No kids. I'm single, living by myself. I can pay the bills. It pains me to dip into that savings, but happiness is more important.
Yeah, if you chase a job for money, you will eventually be miserable in that job. So that's the advice I'm going to give you. I can't tell you to not take the job. Maybe that's a great opportunity that you could catapult yourself into another job that you are happy. All I'm saying is if you're simply chasing money, that you'll end up not happy. And in the end, that's kind of what it's all about. I would do this job for, I shouldn't say that because then they'll make me do it for something. But,
But you have done this job.
For 10 years, 12 years, yeah. I did this money for nothing just because I loved it. If you love it, you work harder at it. If you work harder at it, you become successful at your passion. Is that advice okay?
It's great advice. I just need to find my passion now. Maybe I'll grab your book and that will help me, but I got to find that passion.
I love her thinking here. Mostly in my book promotion. But yeah, I do write about this in my book.
Available June 19th.
Well, it's what is, if you could have a hobby, what's the thing you love doing the most?
I just love to get to know people. I love hearing people's stories. I love networking, just really getting to know people. And that's not a job.
So then you get on a webcam at night.
Yeah.
What?
Bobby, come on.
What?
I got morals here.
Well, you guys go right to the gutter. Wow. I was talking about friendship.
Wow.
No. Listen, this is what I would suggest you do. Pro and con it, but if you chase simply for the money, you're going to end up unhappy and quitting or not performing at a high level anyway. That's where it's going to end up.
You're right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for saving me that $40 copay. Your advice is great.
Exactly. I know all about that therapy copay. Holy cow, absolutely. Do I know. Hey, where do you live, Julianne?
I'm in Boston, just outside of Boston.
Love it. Love it. I used to summer there.
Yeah, you don't summer, Boston.
That's true. I don't summer. That's true. All right. Hey, thank you. Hope I helped you. That was a good call, huh?
Yeah.
I like that. That you promote
probably
book.
Helped other people too. Listening,
yeah. And listen, you think that helps?
Everyone's walking in to quit their job.
That's right. Mass quitting. Yeah. Fail until you don't. June 19th. Mm-hmm. My new book. You can pre-order it now. Save $10. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Maddie Marlowe of Maddie and Tay. She is engaged to her boyfriend of 7 years. His name is John Affont, and they met in high school as classmates. Me and the
girl. 7 years, huh?
Yeah. She said she didn't know the proposal was coming.
7 years.
I know.
Wow. I mean, they were young, to be fair. We used to get a little respect. Hey, congratulations to Maddie.
Yeah,
right,
super cool. CMT voting ends tonight at midnight, and the awards are going down on Wednesday night with Little Big Town hosting for the first time. If you go to BobbyBones.com, you can see a little bit about what their plans are when they hit the hosting stage. And then also, Wednesday, the day of the awards, they have a new song coming out called Summer Forever. Yeah. So that'll be pretty awesome.
I always enjoyed the Little Big Town.
Yeah, lot going on for them lately. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this 4-year-old police dog named Cosmo, and he received a cut to the throat responding to a domestic violence call with his officer. The cut was really serious, but he survived because he got a blood transfusion from a fellow dog. He got airlifted to another vet. And then the story gets even cooler. The dog, Oza, that gave him the blood was actually in his police training class like 4 years before, and they were both top of class together. So they got to, like, help each other out.
That's pretty cool. I love that a dog helped a dog get a blood transfusion.
Yeah. Both dogs. Listen, too. Also, both dogs are doing well, and the man responsible for hurting Cosmo is behind bars.
Come on.
What is up?
Come on with all this.
Yes.
You just told me something so good.
Woo. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Grant County, Washington. A man was at a state park, had a picnic, and he's packing up to go, and his blanket's got a hole in it. It's dirty. He's like, man, I don't want to take this home. I'll just burn it real quick.
Oh.
Lights it on fire. Catches the whole forest on fire. Oh. 5 acres burns.
Whoa.
Okay. You know, I bet that's a helpless feeling whenever you finally can't control the fire. Because I've burned many things in my life. Controlled, mostly. One time in my house, I was doing a science experiment in high school, and what I was doing is I was taking things and I was dipping them in alcohol completely, and I would light it on fire. And what happens is it just burns the alcohol off. It doesn't burn the actual thing.
Really?
Yeah. So
that is cool.
So I kept doing things bigger and bigger and bigger because I wanted to see what it would really do. And for a brief moment, I lost control of this small blanket, and the fire, when it started, lit my house up a bit. I jumped and stomped, but for just a second, I thought, I'm out of control. This is going to burn everything down. This guy did this on a much larger scale. To imagine acres go down, you're just watching it.
Dang.
You're going, oh my God.
You can't do anything.
He's probably doing a science experiment, too.
With alcohol.
Yeah.
That's I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day. Bobby Bone,
come on. I'll play a song from the very beginning of the song. If you know it, yell your name. That would be your buzzer. So, Amy, you recognize the song, you buzz in by yelling.
Yep.
Amy.
Amy.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
That's your buzzer. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Name that tune. Song number one.
Eddie.
Oh, come on.
Hurricane, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is correct. It is not Hurricane.
Amy. One number away.
Correct. You guys are quick on that one. Okay. Song number two. Name that tune.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
I've never told you.
Oh!
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
All for One on Bended Knee.
Nope.
All I wanted to say.
Name that tune.
And now it's you
5 seconds.
So far away.
Amy.
Amy.
Mariah Carey. All I wanted to say.
Eddie.
That's a seal.
Oh, I'm sorry. No points awarded on that one.
Wow. That was a tough one.
I don't even know
that.
Don't
tell us who it is, though.
Next up, name that tune.
Eddie.
Gosh.
Wallflowers, One Headlight.
Correct. Wow.
Woo!
That's still
yes.
Down. Two to go. Oh, yeah, he's crushing.
Lunchbox.
Not
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox buzzes name it,
what
Eddie.
A jerk.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
I got one in the title. That's correct. 3 points.
Is that correct, Mike D?
Yep.
Yes.
That Boom!
Is, that is correct for Woo! 3 points.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the score?
Amy, 3. Lunchbox, 3. Amy, 1.
Good job.
With two songs oh my together.
Wow.
Good job, Albie.
Lunchbox is tied.
But I don't know any other songs with one in it.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
The theme is they all have the word one in the title. That's right. We're 3 points. Here we go.
When I first saw
Lunchbox!
Ah! Lunchbox.
Shania Twain, Britney Spears.
Amy!
Eddie!
Shania Twain is correct.
Amy!
Yes. Amy.
You're still the one.
Correct.
Yes! Yes!
Is it you're still the
it
one?
It is. You're still the one. Don't question. You wanna, you've been warned. That's the
yellow card. Yellow card warned.
Almost got mine as a point.
Now the score is Lunchbox 4, okay. Amy 2, Eddie 3. Everybody's
yes.
in the game.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody's in it. All right. You guys ready to rock and roll?
Yes.
Man, I don't know. Hold
this
on.
This is it. This is the last song. Lunchbox, you got to break the streak. I'm rooting for
Stop.
You at this point. What?
Putting pressure
Lunchbox,
on me.
Lunchbox, good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
3, 2,
it's
Eddie.
No,
what?
Me.
No,
Eddie.
No,
no,
Amy.
It was Lunchbox.
It was Amy.
Go to the audio.
I heard that Amy and Eddie said the same time.
Whoa.
Ray.
Amy.
Amy.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy. All three of us say Amy.
Bare Naked Ladies. 1 week.
Correct. Tied up.
Oh, I hurt my back.
Man, I...
So okay,
Eddie, you're out.
Eddie, you're out.
I'm out.
Sit down.
What do you mean I'm out?
Sit down.
That's all five. You've been eliminated.
All you do is
what
sit
What if I
down.
Go blind?
All you do is
all
sit,
sit, all you do
sit,
sit, sit, sit, sit out.
What if I go blind?
All you, it doesn't matter.
All five of the songs.
You're out.
We're at tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm, tiebreaker.
Now Lunchbox is just trying to break the streak of 39.
Amy, come on, Amy.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Come on, I got to do this.
Amy, you can
one,
do
one,
it.
One, 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 one.
Yeah,
ready?
Uh-huh.
Name that tune, tiebreaker, sudden death, and action. Amy.
No way.
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Britney Spears is correct. It is not Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh,
all right, Lunchbox, you're up. All you have to do is get the title to tie it.
One more time.
Oh.
Yep, that's it.
It's Baby One More Time. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yes, yes.
It is. It's Baby, comma, One More Time.
Yes, yes. What is it, Bones?
It's Baby One More Time.
Yay!
Amy is the winner.
Yes! I'm going to the audio Amy! Just so you know.
Amy, you are the winner. Amy, nice. Wow, Amy wins.
Amy,
Lunchbox
job.
Is at 40 losses in a row.
40? What
I will be checking the audio.
And take it in, Amy. Take it. Sing it.
This feeling that remains.
There she goes.
Dun, 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 dun.
There
I go.
There she goes again.
Here I go again.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Best live show. You go... You're ready for a good show or you wouldn't go anyway, but you're like, holy mackerel. This show's amazing. Let's go to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, what's the best live show you've ever seen?
Keith Urban, by far.
Yeah, Keith Urban's really good, huh?
Yeah, he was awesome. Gave away a guitar. He was all over the whole arena. It was nuts.
When was this?
About a year and a half ago.
Yeah. First time I saw Keith Urban, I was like, oh, wow. Like, I've been missing. I know how good his songs are. I know how good he is.
Yeah.
But I never been to a full show. It's awesome. Right now, let's go to Raymundo, our producer. Raymundo, best live show you ever been to?
Hands down, Garth.
Yeah. No. So does that eliminate him from mine? Because I'll take Garth off mine.
Man, okay.
Sure, you because have another one?
It's, yeah, yeah. It's the Garth show is fantastic. Who's been to a Garth show? Say aye.
Me.
Would everyone agree it's
yeah.
yes.
top tier?
Amazing.
I mean,
okay.
I was,
amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not big on souls.
There you go. Let's bring on Mike D.
He writes segments for the show and is the quietest man in radio. From Waxahachie, Texas, Mike D.
Mike D?
That's
funny.
I saw Kanye West at the X Games. It
yeah.
was amazing.
At the X Games?
Yeah. He was doing shows with that mask. For like the first half of the show, you never saw his face.
Huh. It could have been anyone.
Yeah, for the first half That's of the show.
Best live show you've ever seen, you say Kanye.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike D.
Our video guy and dad of two from McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
So stupid.
Producer Eddie.
Oh, man, my wife and I went to Hawaii. We flew all the way to Hawaii to go see Pearl Jam, my favorite band, open up for U2.
So what's the best show?
So, oh, that. All of it together. Because
You're
Pearl
picking
Jam,
multiple bands.
Well, it was one show. That was one night. Dude. And so U2 has a huge stage that covers the whole stadium, you know, that goes everywhere. And the lead singer for Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder, was just like, I'm going to walk all over this thing. And it's like not, you're not supposed to do that as the opener. But you could just tell he was so happy to be there and loving that stage and
is
Hawaii.
Is that a bit of a cheat? You're picking two bands?
I mean, I guess, because I could be like, well, iHeartFest when I saw Ed Sheeran, Chris Stapleton, Coldplay.
So you pick Pearl Jam.
Okay, I'll say Pearl Jam was better than U2. All right.
Amy?
Well, man, y'all took Garth, so I gotta go. Taylor Swift! You think
yeah. Awesome, or what?
Yeah, I saw her like 3 times 1 year. I saw her in Raleigh, Austin, and then somewhere else, can't remember. And it was so cool. She would like hang from the ceiling in a birdcage. Sang right to me.
Wow. Lunchbox, best live show you ever been to?
Easy. Eminem, Jay-Z.
But which one?
See what I'm saying? That's one show, guys.
Okay.
That's one show. You said, what is the best live show I've been to?
Like what an artist plays.
I picked one.
Okay,
Lunchbox.
It's fine. Eminem?
Eminem.
Okay.
Yankee Stadium. With Jay-Z.
Yeah, okay.
Jay-Z was there, too.
Bones, what do you got?
B.O.B.
I saw John Mayer at the Woodlands, and it was raining.
In
Houston?
That's so
yeah,
perfect.
And it was really romantic, because I was by myself. But, yeah.
You were by yourself there?
I was with another couple.
Oh, my goodness.
God, yeah. I was third wheeling it, but it was really it was cool.
What were they making out the whole time?
No, but they had their arms around each other, like on the slow songs. I'm such a John Mayer fan. It was just he at one point took his shirt off. Remember when I posted that picture of John Mayer with his shirt off playing guitar?
And
I remember that.
And
so,
you really liked that picture?
I did, yeah. It was a moment. Like, it was raining. He stayed out and played. Like, it was pretty cool, man. And I'm a huge John Mayer fan, so yeah. Best live experience I've ever seen.
You were soaked in water.
Uh-huh.
Just soaking in.
Alone.
Watching
my friends
cuddle.
Yeah. Wow. And then John played.
Like, did you ever feel awkward?
I always feel awkward. Like, my body, I'm just always awkward. Inside of these bones is just awkwardness, right? Just generally. So, yes. But that's the normal feeling. When I don't feel awkward, it's actually pretty nice. But yeah,
so
John.
Sad.
No, it's not. John Mayer at the Woodlands. Gravity. Yeah. It's amazing in Houston. There it is. It's
working against me. Picture all the rain coming down, just you and John.
He got so wet, he had to take his shirt off. I mentioned that?
Yeah, you twice. Gravity.
The Bobby Bones Show. All right, will they cheer?
Okay.
All I know is the scenario. I haven't heard the clips. Do you want to bet some money?
How much?
$10.
Okay.
All right, we'll donate all the money to charity.
Okay.
He yells, I'm not the father. Okay, Lunchbox is in a place, and he stands up and yells, I'm not the father. Will they cheer, Amy? He yells, I'm not the father.
They won't.
You say no. You get to control this one. Okay, so I want them to cheer. You don't want them to cheer. He yells, I'm not the father.
That's great news. All right, bye.
I got the call. I'm not the father. I'm not the father.
Yeah!
Not the father.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm not the dad. Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay, I win.
You do. But that was a good laugh for that money.
You picture all their faces just like, what is going on right now?
Was that awkward?
Oh, yeah. Chipotle, dude. Packed. Lunch hour. No one cared.
Like, nobody even
Acknowledged me.
Huh. Hilarious. Okay, Amy, you're up $10.
Thanks.
It's my turn. He yells, I don't have to go back to jail.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to say,
Okay.
I'm going to say they cheer.
Okay.
I'm going to say they cheer because he doesn't have to go back to jail. But I'm going to say they're scared afterwards. Okay, let's hear this.
Yeah. All right, that's great news. Great news.
Great news, I don't have to go back to jail.
Yeah,
just got the call. Not going back to jail. Woo! Yes, not going back to jail.
Yeah, they cheered. Amy. I know I was lying, but they cheered.
I know.
I think they cheered because they didn't want to get stabbed.
Yeah. Like, Be nice to this guy.
He was just in the pen for something. That's funny. Okay, Amy, we are now even. $10. Your turn to pick. My divorce is finalized. Lunchbox is eating.
No.
And he stands,
they don't cheer.
He stands up. He gets off the phone. He goes, my divorce is finalized. Do they cheer?
No.
No, Amy says. Okay. Here we go. I say they do. Here we go.
100%, right? All right.
about to call. My divorce is finalized. Divorce is finalized. Yes.
You sure it's 100% finalized, right? Yep.
Finalized. Divorce. Yes. Yes.
Let's go to the judges on that one. Because I say I heard cheering.
I heard cheering and a clap.
I mean, there was a couple laughs and a slight...
Yeah, I heard
okay.
that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm up $10.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Delilah was at the airport. She was trying to get on her flight, but she didn't have the $50 to pay for the baggage fee. All she had was cash, and they don't accept cash.
Is that right?
Yeah, for some reason, she was going to have to go to another part of the airport to try to figure it out. She was going to miss her flight. Jermaine Grisham, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals, was there, saw it, said, I'll pay the $50, girl. I don't want you to miss your flight, and paid for it.
Did she know it was him?
Didn't have any idea that he was an NFL player.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And he said, I just want you to pay it forward at some point. Don't let the good stuff end with you.
How about that? Cool. That's cool. Hey.
You NFL get it. Players have hearts too, people.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Nice one.
Bobby Jones.
Nope.
Bones.
All right, going over to Amy for the morning corny. A few minutes early on this morning.
The morning corny.
Where does okra come from?
Where does okra come from?
Oklahoma.
That's funny. That's a good one. Yeah.
Oh, you good. Know, I mean, I just never can tell with you guys.
Yeah. That's funny, though. In the next few minutes, Lunchbox goes back to these crowded places and yells out things, and we see if people will cheer or not. Earlier, he yelled out things like, I don't have to go back to jail, and they did not cheer.
Yeah. All right, that's great news. Great news. Great news.
Great news. I don't have to go back to jail. Yeah, just got the call. Not going back to jail. Woo! Woo! Yes! Not going back.
I guess maybe that is kind of a cheer, huh?
That is a cheer.
I forgot that. Okay. We just did that one. So there are other ones coming up, Am. We'll keep going with that.
Can't wait.
And also, Eddie eats a bunch of yellow jackets from the gas station.
Okay, Eddie, that's coming up too. Don't.
That's a good thing I'm tired because I can really use those right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. You have remotes all day today.
Of course.
Yes. Okay, now over to Amy with the skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Maddie Marlowe of Maddie and Tay. She is engaged to her boyfriend of 7 years. His name is John Affont, and they met in high school as classmates. Me and the
girl. 7 years, huh?
Yeah, she said she didn't know the proposal was coming.
7 years.
I know.
Wow. I mean, they were young, to be fair. Hey, congratulations to Maddie.
Yeah,
right,
super cool. CMT voting ends tonight at midnight, and the awards are going down on Wednesday night with Little Big Town hosting for the first time. If you go to BobbyBones.com, you can see a little bit about what their plans are when they hit the hosting stage. And then also, Wednesday, the day of the awards, they have a new song coming out called Summer Forever. Yeah. So that'll be pretty awesome.
I always enjoyed the Little Big Town.
Yeah, a lot going on for them lately. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it, what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been. Eddie's going to eat the yellow jackets from the gas station in a minute. We'll see what happens to him. Now let's do another round of Will They Cheer.
Yeah.
Lunchbox goes into crowded places, restaurants, with his cell phone and yells things out. For example, he yelled, I'm not the father. And nobody cheered. He yelled, I'm having a baby.
I got the call. It's a son. It's a son. I'm having a baby boy. Yeah.
And they cheered. So yeah. I'm up $10. Okay?
Okay.
He gets up and yells, I don't have tuberculosis.
Oh, boy.
Okay, he's in a restaurant. Where were you? Do you know this one?
Yeah, it's called Saltine. Brand new restaurant, and it was packed. A lot of people.
Packed. Saltine. He's on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Does he cheer? We're at $20 here. You want to bet?
For TB?
We're betting $20. Yeah.
For TB, they cheer.
I don't have tuberculosis. You bet they cheer.
Yeah.
Right? There's no mistake. All right.
Woohoo! I don't have tuberculosis.
The doctor just said I do not have tuberculosis. Yes.
No tuberculosis.
Yes. You sure it's clear? No tuberculosis. Tuberculosis free. Yes.
Boy, they couldn't be ignoring you anymore.
Man, nothing.
Is that food amazing or what?
I don't want someone yelling about TB while I'm eating.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's good. I'd be like, yes, good. You're breathing the same air as me right now. Thank goodness you don't have tuberculosis.
All right, so you're down $30 now.
Yeah, right. 30?
We said that was worth 20. I know. He gets up. It's my turn. He yells, I got the job. This is easy, right? I say yes. They have to cheer. And double or nothing?
Okay.
Okay, so double or nothing.
Great, now maybe it's 60.
He yells, I got the job. They have to cheer.
You're saying I got it. Yes.
I got the job.
I got the job. You're being serious.
I got the job. Yes.
I got it. Are you being for real?
Yeah, I got the job. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, they're so happy for you.
That was an easy one. Why aren't people thrilled that he doesn't have tuberculosis?
Amy, I'm up $60 now for the charity of my show.
I love they're all rooting him on. Like, yeah, dude, you got it. I don't know
Way
you.
To go.
And we've been going in order. Oh, here we go. You
I know we're
order.
Going in order. I don't think you're cheating me.
So at number seven, you get the final pick.
Okay. Double, final pick, double triple or nothing.
Triple or nothing. Never heard that one before.
I like that one. I like that
you
one.
You want to do triple or nothing?
No, what is it next? No,
triple
just,
or nothing?
No, just whatever.
Because
that, that would make no sense.
Yeah, because then you would lose 180 instead of just...
yeah, okay, I don't want to do that.
By double or nothing. Okay. So it's $60, double or nothing.
Okay.
Daughter is not pregnant. He gets up and yells, my daughter is not pregnant. Where are you, Lunchbox?
Hattie B's. Okay. Hot chicken.
Hot chicken.
I mean, lunch
yeah, the
is
Hattie B's crowd.
Oh, packed. Hey, line dude, around packed. The building.
Yeah, you got tourists. They're yeah. drinking beer, eating hot chicken. They're
there.
Like, some of them are probably like, I feel you, bro.
Okay, so he gets up and he yells, my daughter is not pregnant. Will they cheer?
Yeah, they cheer.
Please don't cheer, because I want her to owe me all this money.
No. It's charity.
I know, but still, I get to pick it. Okay. Here we go. Please don't cheer. You say they cheer. I say they don't.
She's not pregnant. She's not pregnant. All right.
My daughter's not pregnant. Thank God.
Yeah!
Not pregnant. Not pregnant.
My daughter's not pregnant.
Oh, my God. Dude, thank you. Oh.
You're like 36. I guess that's a thing.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about this, but yeah. Good game. I won.
Hey, no, it's even. Didn't win anything.
I didn't lose. No.
That's good. Right. Gonna go. That triple or nothing, though, man.
Yeah, yeah. That triple or nothing came at me. It's surprising. If you go to the gas station, you'll see these packs of yellow jacket type pills. See these here?
Yeah.
These are actually yellow hornets. Huh. Because what we've learned is the yellow jackets are now legal.
Yeah.
What fun is that?
They're in the black market, though, if you still want them.
Get them on the dark web or what?
So we're not concerned about this at all?
No. Nah.
Okay.
These are just those pills you see at the front of the gas station, and you always wonder about them.
And if it's at the gas station, I'm sure it's safe.
Wait, yeah. Isn't Bobby. Everything healthy at the gas station?
Yes. May we see the tagline? Would it say feed the sting or?
Feel the sting.
Oh, feel the sting.
Not recommended for use by minors.
Eddie's definitely
I'm
not
definitely
a minor.
I'm definitely a major.
Yeah,
you're definitely a major. Okay, open them up.
What's the sting you think they're referring to? Like what? What kind of sting am I going to be feeling here?
Open them up, take them in, and I might hit a song here.
Oh, Amy, these are dietary supplements.
Yeah, they help your diet. Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah, you're
so how many are there?
Four. Do I take all four?
Yes, absolutely. Knock them down. Knock them down. Three, two, one.
Wait,
knock them down.
Wait, it says. One capsule after meal, not four.
You're going full trucker, dude.
And I haven't even eaten.
You're going full trucker.
Yeah, you have a long drive. You can't fall
full
asleep.
Full trucker.
I do have a trucker hat.
All right. Are you ready?
No.
Count them down, Lunchbox. Three, two, one. Take go. And there he goes.
You didn't even drink water.
What about coffee?
Oh. Ew. No.
With
no.
coffee? Yeah.
No.
Full trucker,
no.
baby.
I didn't think that's too much stimulant.
Okay, they're all in.
All four of them are down.
Out of my mouth.
Here's my question. I know it's early, but do you feel the sting?
Not yet.
Okay. So our producer, Eddie, just took four yellow jackets from the gas station. Hey, Ashley in Nashville.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
What's happening with you? Help us out.
I'm on my way home from work. I just want to let Eddie know, if he starts to feel his heart flutter, that's normal with these things.
How do you know this?
Because I took them in college a few times, but we also see patients come in with them a lot, because teenagers should not take them.
Oh, are you a nurse?
Yeah.
Did you say that, or did I miss that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay. Yeah. Eddie?
Question.
Yes.
When she says normal, like, does that mean okay, or like just expect the heart flutters?
Like, should he expect to die?
Yeah,
which is not
okay. Is that normal that I'm going to die, or?
No, you're not going to die. It's just going to be like, you know, if you drink too much caffeine in a day, like toward the end of the day when you're crashing, that's kind of what you're going to feel like.
Should he have taken them with coffee?
I mean, probably not, but.
Yeah, yeah, he probably shouldn't have taken them at all if we're doing probablys. Hey, let me ask you a question, Ashley, while we wait for Eddie, his pills to take in.
For that sting to kick in.
You're a nurse, Ashley. I have these bites on me. They're on my they're on my elbow and on my leg, and I'm not sure if they're mosquito, flea, SARS.
Bed bugs.
I'm not even entertaining that option.
Oh.
They better not be bed bugs.
Chiggers.
Could be chiggers. How far are you from the studio right now? Ashley, can you come up to the studio and look at me?
Good idea.
I live in Clarksville, and I'm already almost
home. Oh, come on.
You've been playing in the pool a lot. I can be worried about it.
Well, here's what I think.
More.
It itches so much. My elbow does. It kind of broke out a bit. You can see it on my Insta story.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Thank you. Okay. Stop it, Amy.
What?
I'm going to die of chiggers, and Eddie's going to die of hornet pills.
Hornet pills. You're going to lose both of us in one day.
No.
Do you have Instagram?
I do have Instagram.
Okay. If you'll go, this is how I'm going to get diagnosed. If you'll go to my Instagram and hit my Insta story, my name's Mr. Bobby Bones, you will see me hold my elbow up and have all these bites and have like one or two on my legs. Can you look at that? Can I put you on hold or call you back or something?
Have you tried hydrocortisone cream? Just
no,
try that.
I don't have any of that. I put deodorant on it last night because someone on Insta story told me to put deodorant on them.
I mean, you got people that go get you coffee. They come into CVS and get you some hydrocortisone cream.
But the last time I sent someone to get coffee, Ashley, they ran into the building.
I know. They wrecked their car.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it's rough. You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm serious from my heart here. Will you look at my Insta story and diagnose that as a nurse?
Well, I can't diagnose it because I'm a nurse, not a doctor.
Will you give me your most nursed opinion of it?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we call you back, or you want to stay on the hold?
I am still driving, so okay. Can I just write you back on Instagram?
Why is this so difficult?
I don't know. She wants money.
Yeah, she wants to be safe.
She doesn't want to stay on the hold.
You don't want to stay on the hold? Okay.
I mean, I can call you back, but okay. There's no guarantee that they're going to answer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We'll be
expecting
you.
I'll put you on hold. We'll take your number, and then we'll call you right back.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Ashley, I'm just trying to get some free nursing here. Hey, she's on line number two, if you guys don't mind grabbing that. All right, so Eddie took yellow jackets. Dude, have you seen my arm?
No.
Do you want to see it?
Yep.
Hold on, I'm taking my headphones off. Because for sure, I'm dying.
I have kids, so I probably know what it is.
Look at this. See. Look at my arm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's scabies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's now, put
is
that on the list.
Is it spread more since you posted that video?
Well, it's all over my privates.
No, are you serious?
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
my
not.
Goodness.
It's not. It's
okay.
Not. It's on my elbow. And like now my whole body itches.
Mm-hmm. Do they itch?
Oh yeah, hardcore. I almost scratched them off. Mm-hmm. But so now it makes my whole body itch.
You did have the, what's the other thing that you had that Terry Bradshaw has?
Oh, I had shingles way back in the day.
That's not the same thing?
No, because shingles are chickenpox coming back to life.
Yeah.
And that was on my ribs, and that was years ago, and that hurt.
I don't think they show up on your elbow.
Okay.
So anyway, there's that. Thank you. Hello, Ken in Nashville. Eddie's taking yellow jacket pills from the gas station. I've broken out in scabies. Well, we don't know what's happening up here.
Well, if he took those on an empty stomach, he's going to need to drink a bottle of chocolate milk or something and coat his stomach. Otherwise, his stomach's going to feel the sting.
Oh,
that's the sting.
Wow.
Trust me, I'm a truck driver. I'm driving down 840 right now.
And so have you taken these before?
Oh, yeah, many a time.
All four?
Sometimes more than four.
Oh, sometimes more than four. Did you feel the sting?
I felt my hair growing.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That seems odd.
Eddie's into that.
Eddie would love that. Well, hey, Ken, thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. We're monitoring our producer, Eddie, because Eddie took 4 yellow jackets from the gas station. So we're just kind of seeing how he's doing.
Our video guy and dad of 2 from McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
How you feeling over there?
Feel good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Yeah, like I'm no different.
Nathan in Arkansas.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. What do you want to say to Eddie?
Eddie, hey, man, your belly's going to hurt in a little bit.
Your what?
I'd say his belly's going to hurt, but he'll be all right. But instead of chocolate milk, I would take put a little something on my stomach, like a granola bar or something,
okay,
and sip on some water, because every time I've taken chocolate milk, I've puked.
Wow.
With the
I want to throw up.
Wait, you've done yellow jack and chocolate milk before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see?
These are all pros. I love this. Like, we're getting calls from experienced people.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll just keep waiting.
Yeah.
Monitor your heart rate.
So far, no sting.
4 yellow jackets. We're waiting for Eddie to feel the sting. All right, we'll come back in a second and check in with you. Also, there's a celebrity who's put away a cell phone for good. 10 months. No cell phone. I'll tell you who that is in a second. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Yeah, I put my bug bite video up on my main Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Just because I figure if there's something people like to do on social media, it's tell other people what's wrong with them.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's her favorite thing.
So the video's up. Ashley's on, who's a nurse. Ashley, you've seen my arm. What do you think that is?
Yeah. Do you have an allergy?
No. Sometimes when Eddie's late, I break out in hives, but Eddie hasn't been late lately, so I've been good.
I think that's Eddie, though, not the late part.
Oh. Yeah, probably. What do you think that is, though? Bugs or scabies, like lunchbox things?
No, this year's allergies and, like, histamines are worse than ever in Tennessee. It looks like you're just having a bad reaction to some mosquito bite.
So you think it was mosquitoes, and then I broke out like that? Guys, these things itch like crazy.
Yeah, and it looks like the mosquitoes just targeted your elbow.
Well,
like 5 of them.
Yeah.
They're like, get his elbow!
At least that's comforting to know that it's not something that's, like, in there laying eggs and then are going to hatch.
Laurie in Missouri's on. Hey, Laurie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Did you see those bugs, the bites?
I did.
Go ahead. Tell me, please.
All right.
Am I dying?
Well,
tell the truth.
I definitely feel like they are mosquito bites. Chiggers usually attack your legs and your ankles.
I have some on my legs, too, I think, though.
A bite in there. Uh-huh. But those look like mosquito bites. And the best remedy that I can give you is if anybody in the studio today has some clear fingernail polish, you need to put them on those bites. And the itching is going to stop almost instantaneously.
Well, thank you very much. Amy, do you have any?
I do not, but I've heard that that works. My mother-in-law was just telling her grandson to do that this weekend.
Really?
I was like, is she for real?
Well, I was listening to everybody on Instagram. Like, I took a stick of deodorant and rubbed it all over my body.
Good.
Someone told me to.
I mean, if I've heard it twice in like 2 days from 2 totally different people, maybe they're onto something.
And if I see it written, it's for sure.
We used to rub boiled eggs on them.
What?
For sure took care of them.
So let's check in with Eddie. Eddie took these gas station yellow jacket pills. So we're going to take a look over to Eddie. Eddie?
I have quite the update.
Yeah?
I'm starting to burp a little bit.
Eddie?
What?
Eddie! No!
That is terrible audio.
Dude, it is.
That alone's going to give me a heart attack. Okay. I'm starting to burp, man.
We should take your pulse, though, for real.
Hey, yeah, do his pulse.
Yeah, like, his resting heart rate.
Do you know how to? Don't let him do it.
Yes.
I know how to do it.
7. Hey. No.
Oh, my gosh. I'm practically a nurse. Hold, please.
Okay.
What arm is supposed to hurt when you're having a heart attack? Because my left one hurts.
The one that your heart's on.
Yeah.
It is really like, I feel a pain by my shoulder.
Somebody give me a
here.
Watch.
Hey!
Okay, so.
All right, Amy's got my wrist.
Hold on.
Do you feel anything?
Why don't we do it? I'm going to hit this here, but why don't we do it during like a song or something so we're not yelling and trying to do a bit?
I can't find the balls!
Oh no!
I'm dead! I'm dead!
No!
Oh, there it is!
Oh, you got it.
Guys, it's not funny.
I know!
I need to stopwatch.
Eddie took 4 of these yellow jacket pills. We're monitoring him. Right now, you would say your feeling is in one word.
A little uneasy. Like my leg is moving a lot. Yeah.
That's because the chicken dance is on.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Hey. Woo. And it's like, for some reason, my elbows keep going up. No,
so
that's the
weird.
Chicken dance.
I'm moving like a chicken now.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, fuck, fuck. All right, there you go.
Eddie, oh, no.
Is
oh,
it any different?
Oh, no. Guys, I just want to go faster and faster and faster.
It's the same. Eddie, it's the same speed. What are you talking about?
Oh, man, that's making me anxious.
Okay, we're going to check Eddie's pulse, and we'll get an update. Here's a story. Simon Cowell says he put away a cell phone 10 months ago. Doesn't even look at it anymore. And he feels so much better.
Like, how do people get a hold of him, though?
Probably some rich person sitting next to him with a cell phone. Probably his assistant with a cell phone.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. People go, yeah, I've completely detached myself from cell phones. You have to have some sort of money to do that. You have to have the means. Otherwise, we're all tethered to our phones because we got to work. And most work happens through someone saying, here's an email, here's a cell phone, here's a text.
Right.
He confesses he switched off his phone for the sake of mental health. Yeah, I guess if you have a yacht, you can turn off the phone for mental health. He said, it's been so good for my mental health. It's a very strange experience, but it's been really good.
Now, so he's like handwriting letters to people and stuff?
All I'm saying is Simon Cowell can do it because he's Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
I do try to put my phone away for a bit when I go to sleep. Even sometimes, sometimes though, I still wake up and grab it.
I was going to say, what hours?
I know, I still grab it sometimes. But I do better. I think at dinners a lot of times, mm-hmm. I'll just turn my phone upside down. And if I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I'll check away from that a bit. And I think, too, some people will look at someone and go, oh, why is their phone upside down? Are they doing something shady? For me, it's so I don't look myself.
I always think that, too.
When someone's
being shady, like hiding their texts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If you and your husband were at dinner and he took his phone and turned it upside down.
Yeah.
What would you think?
I would think he's trying not to pay attention to it.
Oh, would you? That's good.
Yeah. He probably, but knowing him, he wouldn't even have it out.
He probably left it at home.
Yeah, he probably left it at home, and then I'm the one that has the phone out.
He probably put it in a safe and put it under the ground. Eddie took 4 yellow jackets from the gas station. Let's check in with them over there. How you feeling?
My palms are sweaty.
Are they?
Yeah. My left one in particular.
We're going to get a pulse rate from Morgan number 2 coming up in a second. She checked his pulse. Let's go over and talk to Tyler in Georgia. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, my friend. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Hey, man, I took 4 of those things one time, and I was working at Yamaha on the assembly line, and I felt like I was about to die. Like, my heart was about to come out of my chest about 30 minutes later.
Oh, boy.
That's not
and
good.
Then I chose to look at the back of the pack, and I read it, and it actually said on there, do not take more than 2 within 24 hours.
What's your pack, Daddy?
No more than 3.
And how many did you take?
4.
Oh, why'd you do that?
And, yeah, it hasn't been 24 hours yet.
No, with it. Oh, yeah. The extra one.
Yeah, so 30 minutes from now, you're in for a ride, buddy.
Wow. Thanks,
so have you ever done it again?
No. You couldn't pay me to do it again. I literally felt like I was going to die. I almost went to the hospital.
Okay. Well, so this is a good, for anyone listening that's thinking about doing it, think of this guy. Let's not do this.
Well, hold on a minute.
I already did it.
Hold on a minute. We're seeing firsthand. We're going to get Eddie's
fine.
Pulse.
I know.
Up.
I'm just doing a disclaimer.
And Eddie did it about 20 after?
Yeah.
So it should be kicking in any minute.
Yeah, I'm feeling the sting for sure.
I'm telling you, when I put my hand on his heart, it's going fast.
When I put my hand on my heart, I just said the Pledge of Allegiance. I guess
The Star Spangled Banner.
We're all different, man. Okay, we'll check in with Eddie in just a second. Also, on my Instagram, you can see my bug bites. Morgan number 2's working up a complete list of all the diagnoses from all the people on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we'll read back through that, too. Tell me something good coming up in about a minute here on the show. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Another Monday. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, love Mondays.
Thank you very much. I was going to do this as a tell me something good, but I thought we'd talk about it for a second. This Benedict Cumberbatch. See, he was in an Uber and he jumped out and stopped these dudes from jumping a cyclist.
What? No?
Yeah.
He's like a real life. This is
He's
movie?
Like a real life Benedict Cumberbatch.
There weren't cameras around.
What's his character?
Sherlock Holmes.
No, the Marvel character. Doctor Strange Mutt. What's his name?
Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Doctor Strange.
The Benedict Cumberbatch. What a name, huh?
Yeah, he sounds like a...
Sounds like a nursery rhyme character.
Yeah, it's like a doll, like Raggedy Ann.
The food delivery firm Deliveroo has thanked Benedict Cumberbatch after he was fighting off muggers who were attacking a cyclist who worked for the company. The Uber driver told the Sun newspaper he was driving Cumberbatch and his wife when they saw a cyclist being hit with a bottle. Jeez.
Dang.
Who hits somebody with a bottle?
I guess if you're trying to get the cyclist to fall over so you can rob him.
That's true. He said that Cumberbatch jumped out of the car and grabbed one of the attackers. Now, let me peel this back in layers, okay? First of all, Benedict Cumberbatch is in an Uber, and he's a multi-millionaire.
Stars
Look up his
like
net worth, Lunchbox. He's in an Uber. He's not in a limousine.
That's cool.
Secondly, he's with his wife. Not a mistress. How much is he worth? See what I'm saying?
Give him props.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
How much is he worth?
$30
million. What?
Yeah. Third of all, he doesn't have to stop and risk his life. He's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
He stopped, didn't just yell. He jumped out and physically went after the person. What's his height and weight, do you know?
I can tell you right now.
Because he looks small on TV, but I bet he's not. I'd put him about, just looking at him, 5'10", 180. That's what I put him at.
He is...
Go ahead.
6 feet tall.
Okay.
And doesn't have his weight here.
Mm. 180, though, according to my eyes.
Oh, I got 172.
Okay.
But, I mean, wow. That's 172?
Oh, my point was he didn't have to do any of that. Isn't that a cool story?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
He jumped out and... Did they catch the people? Or just one of them? Do we know?
I know they caught one of them because he held them.
He probably did that Dr. Strangelove thing to him. What's Dr. Strangelove's?
I wonder if he's...
What's his method acting? What's his superpower?
He's like...
Smart.
It's like time warp and magic stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. You want to know some other stats about Benedict?
Yeah.
His waist size, 33 inches.
Ooh.
Chest size, 43 inches.
Okay.
And he wears the shoe size 11.
Pretty average fella then. Yeah, so there's that. I saw that. I was watching this Jessica Jones on Netflix. Have you guys watched that at all?
No.
Nope.
Do you guys watch any of the superheroes on Netflix? Mm-mm.
Nope.
Some things, I guess.
So a lot of these people have superpowers for some reason. And I was thinking, man, what if we all had superpowers, right?
Yeah.
And they were assigned to us. Because that's what happens on the show. All of a sudden, they're given something they didn't want. And I would want to fly. That'd be the thing that I'd want to do. Or see through walls.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That'd be cool. But you know what would happen? I'd probably give them like the superpower of friendship.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. It'd be like, guess
Mr.
what?
Friend.
Yeah, that would be my, I'd be the lamest superhero ever.
They'd
be
well, like, no, everybody needs friends.
Yeah, but I want to like be able to punch through a wall and they would go, okay, Bobby, your superpower is, everybody will be friends with you. The power of friendship. Hmm. Like, huh, that sucks.
I thought you'd like that.
Oh, that's the worst power. But
the power of friendship. I mean, you would just be the guy that
you can
like,
make your hair grow at a rapid rate. Go.
Can't we all just get along? That'd be
That's
you.
What I do.
Mm-hmm.
I walk out.
You'd be the peacemaker.
Mm. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Man, I love this one. When Haley, who's a 13-year-old, saw a group of young kids near a school swimming pool, she started going, man, it's quite the young group of kids swimming. So here she is, 13. And, you know, they're 3, 4, 5 years old. They're also, she doesn't see any adults over there.
Oh.
She's like, what's up with that? So then, as she's watching them, she sees the little girl that's in the group move her arms and then just stop. So she goes, this isn't right. That 13-year-old jumps the fence, jumps in the pool, and saves the toddler from drowning.
Wow. Man.
Happens to be watching and then acts on it.
That's crazy.
The teen rescuer says the little girl coughed up water, then seemed okay. And the mom says she's thankful that the mom of the 13-year-old says she's thankful the girl knew how to swim and was paying attention. Isn't that crazy and awesome? Wow. That's a Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
A couple of the evolving storylines of the morning. First off, Eddie took 4 of these yellow jackets from the gas station. To be honest, I've always been curious about what they would do to my body.
So did you take some?
No, you did.
Right.
But we're finding out together.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I'm starting to sweat a little bit. Like, is it hot in here or is it
and
me?
Your face is red. And you're like,
and you look very happy.
You're
I'm telling I feel weird right now.
Morgan, number two. Did you check his heart rate?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what's his heart rate?
It's currently at 96 beats per minute.
That's not crazy yet.
No.
Well, I feel crazy.
Well, no, okay. That's his resting heart rate, and I read that anything higher than 76 beats per minute when you're resting could be linked to a heart attack.
What? Stop it.
Stop.
Stop it with that heart attack talk.
Wait, that's what I'm just telling you.
He's not resting. He's
talking.
Do we
have a defibrillator around here somewhere just in case?
A defibrillator?
You're okay, though, right now.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm having a heart attack.
He's blinking a lot.
I'm pretty sure.
Our video guy and dad of two from McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
You're bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah, man, I'm sweaty. Like, I feel hot. Like, really hot.
Are you thirsty?
Yeah, okay. Parched. For sure parched. I got water and I'm still thirsty.
So we played the chicken dance because Eddie felt like dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. My left arm hurts a little bit too.
See, guys?
Like for real.
I'm worried.
Oh my God, here we go. Come on, join me. That was a little fast, Bones. Bring it down.
He's not there yet.
All right, checking in with it. Also, I want to bring in our phone screener, Hillary.
Our 25-year-old phone screener. She answers when you call the show. Hillary.
Hillary, so I was seeing on Twitter that Florida State's softball team is in the national championship.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is true.
And what is your relationship to that team?
My sister used to play on the softball team there.
And so... Does she still coach softball?
She does. She coaches at Elon University in North Carolina.
Were you a good athlete?
No. She was the athlete of the family.
So your sister played D1 softball at Florida State?
Yeah.
Is she older than you or younger?
She's 4 years older than I am.
Was there a lot of pressure when you have a sibling who's really good at something?
There was, because my other older sister, they both played, and my dad was the head coach of the high school team.
You had two sisters that were good at softball?
Wow. Yes. And
did
you
play at all?
I played a little bit. I always say I got on the team because my dad was the head coach of the varsity team, so somebody just wanted to keep their job. Mm. That's the only reason I got to be on the team. But I was not very good.
Well, congratulations to our Tallahassee affiliate and the Florida State University Seminole softball team.
That's awesome.
Anything else going on? What's happening with the phones out there right now?
Some people are not very happy, and some people are very concerned about Eddie.
Yeah, I feel concerned. But these are from the gas station, man.
Everything's safe from the gas
station.
It's
like pork rinds.
Yes.
People like, will be mad if we did a pork rind eating challenge.
It's like gas station nachos.
Yeah, they're like, entertain us, morning show. And then when we do, they're like, ugh.
Guys.
Get over it.
I'm fine. I'm just a little hot and my left arm hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a little lightheaded, but I'm good.
What are they saying out there, Hillary, on the phones?
They said he needs to eat something. They're very concerned about that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they wish you wouldn't have done it, but they hope you're okay.
Yeah. They don't have Bobby as a boss telling you to take four yellow jackets.
No. First of all, I don't think I came up with this segment.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, did I come up with this segment?
I have no
idea.
Do we know?
Don't do this. I don't like this sound.
What?
This sound.
Eddie, I'm checking in with you here. Eddie! Okay. Hillary, if they call, let them know it's all a bit.
I'll let him know.
It's all of it. We didn't even swallow them.
They're very upset.
I swallowed them.
He swallowed him, tell. Like I'm worried about the blinking.
Am I blinking a lot?
Yeah. You don't even know it. And you're also kind of twitching when you talk.
Oh, boy.
You'll be good, though.
Hey, yeah.
It's a gas station.
It's fine.
You're fine.
It's all good.
Yeah. Truck drivers take them all the time.
All the time. Come out. We're doing a live show from the Ryman Auditorium. If you happen to be in Nashville... And from who just burped on the air?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Dude, I don't know what's happening in my body right now. I'm so sorry. I'm my nose is running. I'm burping. I feel jittery. The sting. I feel the sting right now.
Eddie took four yellow jackets from the gas station.
Dude, I'm lightheaded. Like,
are you?
This is quite the feeling right now.
So, Morgan number two went out and... monitored Eddie's heart. And so let's go over to Morgan number two. See what's up.
Our web girl and resident 24-year-old from Wichita, Kansas, Morgan number two.
What's the heart rate?
It's at 68. He's slowing down hardcore.
Slowing down?
That's weird. I don't know, dude.
I was reading about heart rates a minute ago, and like professional athletes, like they're the ones with like a really slow heart rate.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete.
Do you feel weird?
Yes. Like, I'm parched, I'm shaking, I'm lightheaded, I'm burping, my nose is running. My body's doing weird things right now.
Yeah? Okay, we'll check back in a little
bit. Stop that!
Okay, don't do that. Okay, stand by.
Okay.
On Friday, we're doing a show live from the Ryman. Now, people have started to reach out to me going, hey, do we need to camp out? And I went, no, of course not. But then a lot of people are asking me that. The answer is no, I don't think so. The Ryman holds 2,500 people. I just don't see how that thing's going to be full.
Yeah.
It may be. I don't know. Doors open at 6 a.m. if you're near Nashville. Lunchbox refuses to go on stage with us to do the radio show because he wants to be paid a talent fee.
Yep, because we're making an appearance outside the studio.
That's not the rule. We're doing our show. Our rule is we have to go do our show somewhere. And if it's not a business that's making money from us...
Well, they're making business money because they are going to have concession open, so they're going to make money from
us. I don't know
us.
That that's even
true.
Yeah,
we really
are they
don't
selling
know.
Nachos at yeah. the Ryman at 7 in the morning?
Why else would they be open?
Because we've asked them to be.
Because it's
as
a
favor,
cool
they've opened, and no one's, except for those shows done at the Ryman, like the Opry.
I understand what you're saying, but I have a point, too.
Okay, and your point is?
That I should be paid. We should be paid.
And how much do you want?
It's negotiable. I mean,
you know,
at a
principal, I just can't pay him.
No.
You're getting paid to go do the show.
You're already getting paid this part of like your salary.
No, travel fee.
So if you don't do the show, you'll be docked your salary for that day. Because you're supposed to be on the air that day.
No. Talent fee.
So he's come up with some chance.
Yeah, you want to hear my chance? Oh, these are good. Get ready.
Okay, I'm ready. So you're going to be marching out in front of the Ryman.
Yep.
Okay. And do you want to stand up or what do you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I probably should stand up. Right. Get into it. Here we go.
So imagine Lunchbox is protesting.
I got my sign.
You guys picket sign. All
yeah.
right. And chant number one.
You want to win. Where's my check then?
What? Yeah.
That might be the worst one I've ever heard.
Terrible.
Of all the protests I've ever heard.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay. Let's say that one again. But
you want to win. Where's my check then? Like, where's my check? You gotta pay me if you want to.
It's not
win.
Even on beat. Or
what's the win about?
Win
Who's
the ratings.
Winning?
Hello.
Oh.
Guys, okay. We have ratings.
Okay.
I mean, listen, that message really isn't effective, but I would have done for that same message. It'd have been like, you want to win. Pay me then.
Oh, that's
but
better.
But at least that fits. It's not three, then four. You want to win. Where's my check?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
We have another
next one.
Okay, this is chant number two. Go ahead.
Give me a dollar, then you'll hear me holler.
Well, that sounds dirty.
Wow. Interesting.
That's like, who said that?
A prostitute.
Oh, no. That girl from Toddlers and Tiaras would be like, dollar, dollar, make you holler or something.
Okay.
Honey Boo Boo.
She said something
she
like
said
that. Give me a dollar, make me holler or something.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't see that episode.
Yeah. I think I turned it off so Dateline wouldn't kick my door in.
It really is.
Okay, Lunchbox, you have one more.
I got two more.
Oh, you have
good.
Four.
Yes.
Right.
I got two more.
This is as Lunchbox.
I'm saving the best for last, though. I mean, these are ones that are, you know, kind of rough, but the last one may be a home run.
Lunchbox went and has decided he's protesting this show on Friday morning. We're doing it live from the Ryman. It's free. Everybody can come. But he will not be there because he's not getting paid a talent fee. Instead, he's going to pick it out in front of the building. Chant number three.
Pay me. It's not a show without me. Yeah.
Dude, are you serious? Like, that doesn't rhyme.
What do you mean, like, me and me?
Hold on.
Yeah. Hey, Bones, to be fair, me does rhyme with me.
Yeah, it does. So that does rhyme.
Yeah.
Pay,
hold on, maybe
wait,
I missed
how many
it.
Times did he
let's
say pay
let's
me?
Do it again. Hold on, because okay. I might have missed, I really might have missed the beauty in that one.
Maybe
go ahead.
Missed that one.
Go ahead.
Pay me. It's not a show without me.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox, me and me doesn't rhyme.
What?
You're just repeating the word.
Yeah, you got to find two different words that rhyme.
Oh.
Okay.
You could just
or
say pay
you
me
could
once.
Say, you could say, you know, hey, y'all, pay me because I don't work for free. You know,
oh,
anything like
one.
That.
Yeah, I can use that
but
one.
But that took me 1 second.
Say that again. Pay me. Say it again.
It is no.
Okay, what's the next one?
And this is the good one.
This is
the home run.
All right.
So this is the home run. This is the one that you're probably going to use, right?
Yeah.
Okay, out in front of the Ryman. Go ahead.
Ryman won't pay, so we stay away. Yeah!
I mean, that is
that's the best
one. Of the four.
But the Ryman's not paying anything.
That's the problem. Ryman won't pay,
no,
so we stay away.
We should pay them.
It's inaccurate because we're going to be there. He's the only one that's not going to be
there. And we're not staying away.
Do you want us to protest too?
Yes. Or, hey, maybe listeners join me. So that's the we.
So they're not going to go in.
Just tomorrow, give me the terms. Tell me what I need to get you to get you to show up to the show on Friday morning.
Okay.
Friday morning, by the way, Chris Jansen performs from the Ryman live on the radio.
Does he know they're not paying?
We're not paying him. Yeah. Cassie Ashton performs.
You'll be my taxidermy, taxidermy.
Maddie Poppy and Kayla from American Idol. So there we go, 7-9.
I'm going to reach out to all them, see if they want to strike.
Oh, now he's unionizing the artist.
No. Yeah.
What was that, the first one again?
The one with the check.
Yeah, I can't get it out of my head. It's like buy like a back road.
Oh, the one about a check.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
You want to win. Where's my check then? Yeah. That rhymes.
Yeah. Good work, buddy.
Can you see Chris Jansen out there? You want to win.
How about this?
Oh, yeah. Well, another one, guys. He came up with. Go ahead.
Check for a chat. How about that?
Check for a chat?
I like to chat on the radio.
Chat on the radio.
Check for a chat. All right.
If you want funny, pay me the money.
That's a good one.
Where'd you come up with that one?
My D's wrote down.
Oh,
wow. That's actually really good.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey, you want it funny? Pay me the money.
Hey, Mike D, don't do that. Don't help him out.
You're feeling the fire, Mike.
You're giving him too much. He's actually got some good stuff now.
All right. Ryman won't pay, so we stay away.
Just say I stay away.
Yeah.
I.
Leave us out of it.
Yeah. I just got
you
a message from Jansen.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
I got a message from Jansen.
Ain't no we.
He's like, I got your back, dude.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah. All right. The Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Eddie, dad of two, video editor extraordinaire. Took 4 Yellow Jacket pills from the gas station, so it's safe. And so here we are.
Totally safe.
90 minutes out. How you feeling?
I mean, my body is just feeling weird. I feel like it's a waste of time for me to be sitting in this chair right now. Like, if you guys need something from the store, I'll go right now. I'll run to the store right now.
Why are you yelling?
Am I yelling?
Yeah, you're yelling.
Dude. Seriously, being in this chair really is like, I gotta go somewhere.
You got things to do.
I gotta go. Like, we got stuff to do. We can't be sitting here wasting time.
Hey, Morgan number two, you did his pulse again?
Yep.
And where is it now?
It's at 105.
What?
Wait. So you went from 90 to 60 to 105?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
So it's hit now then.
Yeah, I think so.
What's the most I can go?
I think
Explosion.
The max is like 159 or something.
Yeah.
Man.
So you do think these things work, though?
Oh, they totally work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
Whatever you guys want to do, let's do it.
I'm checking you here. All right, checking you. You're good. Oh, Eddie. No!
I don't like that sound.
Well.
And then my nose is running. I don't understand that part.
So you know how, and let me just say this about Eddie, our producer here. You know how Eddie, I think, gets a bad rep at times for trying to steal everybody's segments.
Okay.
I think you're just trying to improve up on things.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to work.
Because wasn't the iPod just an improvement on the Walkman?
Dang, I love that.
Wasn't the Walkman just an improvement on the record player?
Yes.
So Eddie comes in and goes, I'd like to do dad joke of the day.
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know, he comes in and he goes, I'd like to do, you know, the Eddie head. It's kind of his version of the bonehead.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's just things. But here's Eddie is a little upset that he doesn't get to do the CMT remotes. Go out and interview people himself. He wants to host his own.
Because what?
Isn't he videoing? Because you're videoing.
Yeah, but I can interview him video at the same time.
He wants to be the talent, too.
Okay, go gladly.
Don't you guys do selfies? Like, that's the same thing with video. I can video me doing the interview. How cool would that be?
You're out of your mind right now. You're talking so fast, you're out of your mind.
Dude, I feel so weird.
Yeah. So how do we feel? Do we want Eddie to be one of the interviewers as well, one of the talent? Or is he, again, a little over the top?
Oh, Eddie is overstepping his boundaries once again.
Mm. I mean,
know your role, man.
Stay in your lane.
No, you can't just give up. That's what he wants you to do, is just give up so he can take everything away from you.
Oh.
Goodness.
But why are you fighting it, though? Like, don't you, like...
Like, why are you not happy just being you? Why do you want to be Amy and Lunchbox? Why?
No, I want to be at your level. Like, I want to be with you guys.
And nothing wrong
you're
with
not
trying
there.
To climb up a step.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you trying to keep me down? Like, I would lift you guys up. Like, when you guys
host you're trying
stuff,
to pull us down to your level.
That's true. Well, tomorrow... Amy, Lunchbox, and possibly Eddie. We'll have some interviews with artists.
Okay.
Do you guys know who you're talking to today?
No idea. See, that's the problem.
See,
no one
I know
tells
who's going
to
be there. Little Big Town's going to be there.
Oh, you know who's
going to
be there.
Yeah, I know the whole list. I did
probably
research.
Because you got a list for your video stuff.
Yeah.
I asked for it for my videos.
That's true. Did you see the FBI guy that was dancing? And while he was dancing, his phone went off and shot in the club?
No, not phone.
Gun.
Sorry, gun.
Gun. Yeah. Sorry. I think I took some yellow jackets myself.
Dude.
Didn't tell
him. Oh, he was dancing hardcore and did a flip.
Did a backflip in the bar.
And the gun came. Woo! Yeah.
An FBI agent is under investigation after he accidentally discharged his firearm as he performed a backflip in a Denver nightclub. Mm-hmm. Here's a witness.
Right as he did that backflip, his gun fell out and it hit the ground. It shot off. About 2 minutes after that, paramedics start flooding in. And they're crowding this guy.
Wow. So first, if you're an FBI agent and you're off duty, I'm not sure if the protocols always keep your gun or not. But I feel like if I were going into a club for personal reasons, not monitoring a perp.
Perpetrator.
Yeah, if I were just going in to dance, I probably wouldn't have my gun.
My brother-in-law is an FBI agent. He always has a gun
but
with him.
When he dances, though, does he? That's the question.
And when
I
he
have.
Does a backflip.
But then that's a second level. All of a sudden, he's just dancing, and he has to commit to do a backflip. Don't you take your gun off. Okay, so you didn't take it off dancing. Got it. Don't you go, I'm about to do a backflip. Here's my firearm. Hold this, please. He didn't.
Mm-mm.
And then I'm not sure he stuck the landing on the dance.
I don't remember if he did or not, but I just know. And it was weird because he put it in the back, like the back of his pants. So it felt like it was a weird place to have it. There was no holster, no nothing. Just kind of stuck it down the back of your pants.
Can you imagine everybody screaming when a gun goes off?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
He picks up his gun, puts it back there, puts his hands up, and just slowly walks out.
He did.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, oopsie.
Did you see the kid? He's a fourth grader playing Imagine on piano. Oh. I thought it was cool. Lunchbox didn't think it was that good.
Just everybody thinks it's good because it's a kid. I don't think he sounds that good.
That's part of the reason it's good, though. He's a fourth grader. That's actually, yes.
No. Right, it's cute. Here. People think it's cute.
Here's a kid. He's actually pretty good, though,
yeah.
Too.
Pretty good. And he's playing piano, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So his mom, named Michelle, took the video at Lakeside Elementary in Chicago City, Minnesota. And I think they said there were 50 people in there, and she posted it on Facebook, and it went viral from that. Now, I don't think it's gone viral because he's this amazing singer in fourth grade. I think it's because it's a kid playing piano, a song with a beautiful message. It's very simple. I think that's why. I think right now we're all just craving something to just put our arms around and go, this makes us feel good. Because every time you turn something on, it doesn't make us feel good. And that's what this is. It just makes us feel good.
Well, not Lunchbox.
Right. It's an E for effort, but it no need to go viral. I mean, next thing you know, he's going to be the Yodel Kid all over America.
You're still jealous of the Yodel Kid.
No, where's the Yodel Kid? I thought about him yesterday. I was like, man, that dude has disappeared from the radar. He is back to being a nobody. No one cares about
dude,
him.
You're talking about an 11-year-old.
Okay, but no one. I mean,
why did you want that for the Yodel Kid? I mean, who cares?
I don't want it. It's just how it works, bud. He thought it was a big shot. Now Mr. Yodel going.
He did it, though. Like
he's back to working at Walmart.
No, wait. That's why he never worked at Walmart. He sang at Walmart.
Whatever.
Secondly, they're working that song.
Yeah.
I heard it on Saturday this weekend.
I haven't seen one press clipping about Yodel Kid in about a month.
No, I'm telling you.
He gone.
I heard it this weekend.
What, the song?
Yeah.
Great. We heard it too when he came in here. And he gone.
You're just mad that nobody stopped to listen to you at Walgreens.
I mean, and then this kid, he gone too. Give him until tomorrow, we don't ever hear from him again. Sorry, bud. That was your shot.
These are kids you're talking about.
Why are you hating on kids?
Because he so badly wants to go viral.
That'd be a dream, huh?
That'd be so awesome.
So you hate kids because of that?
Yeah, because it wasn't a thing when I was a kid. You couldn't go viral.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't even do anything that cool. This kid he sang it on a piano. A lot of kids do that at the talent show.
Hmm. It's so funny that you're such a hater.
But
on
do you see what I'm saying? If you go to any talent show at any elementary school, there's kids all over the country.
And he was
that are
10 playing. I bet if we gave you a month, you couldn't play John Lennon, Imagine, on piano.
Yeah, I guarantee he's been doing it longer than a month, too.
He's also 10.
Okay, so he's been doing it for 5 years. If I did it for 5 years, I could sound like that. Mm. I just sound like that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But you could be some, you know, 40-year-old going trying to go viral at a piano.
Record me. Plus, share on Facebook. There won't even be Facebook. Okay.
If you started now.
Okay, so who's better, that kid or Yodel Kid?
Different
things.
Yeah,
totally.
Both not very good. They're just kids. Right. I see what you're saying. You don't want to commit.
He's a hater. Let's check in with Eddie real quick, who took the four yellow jackets from the gas station this week.
Good. I feel better now. Yeah. The pain's not really there. Like, my left arm doesn't hurt anymore. I just feel like I'm ready to do something.
Yeah, perfect. Because you got a lot to do today.
Yeah, we got a long day ahead of us.
Yeah, long day ahead of you. There you go. Thank you, Eddie. Looks like our buddy Cole Swindell's putting out a new record. He announced that on the old internet.
What's up, y'all? I'm so excited to announce that my new album, All of It, will be available on August 17th. You can get your D2C packages now on coleswindell.com. So go check it out, and I cannot wait for y'all to hear what we got for you.
There you go. Get your DTC.
Oh, down to Cole.
I don't think that's it. I think you just buy, like, bundle packages, like shirts and stuff. But anyway, congratulations. I saw Lunch with Warren Buffett was auctioned off.
Like, you get to go eat lunch?
Mm-hmm. An anonymous bidder paid $3.3 million. I wonder what they're really getting with Warren Buffett. Like, is part of the deal that he for sure gives you tips?
Oh, well, I know the winner can bring, like, 7 friends.
That's it, too. So for the 19th year in a row, the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway auctioned off a lunch date to raise money for Glide, an anti-poverty organization in San Francisco. When the auction closed late Friday, the bid was $3.3 million. The winner can bring up to 7 friends for lunch at Smith and Walensky Steakhouse in New York City. Wow. Bidding began at $25,000, but it went to $3.3 million.
He's been doing this 19 years?
Mm-hmm. In the 19 years, he's raised $26 million just eating one lunch a year. Wow.
Dang. You better start doing that.
$3 million to eat lunch with somebody?
There's just got to be something else to it. Like, he has to tell you something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you get, I would hope you get, one question, should I invest in this?
That's all I would do. I would.
And then what are your thoughts on this?
Please check off the things that you would put your money in.
Yeah. Here, I filled out this nice little form. You could just answer it. But 19 years, that's a long time and a lot of money. Mm-hmm. If you started now... If you started auctioning off lunches, dang, in 19 years, you could be this.
To have lunch with me.
What? Well, probably not. Probably not 3.3.
They pay for me to pay for the lunch. They pay $40 if the bill is $45.
Would you do it, though?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I would do it, but I'd be afraid nobody would buy it, so then I'd look foolish.
Oh, well, it's an auction, so someone's going to pay something. There's going to be something. I would do it. I mean, I would buy it.
Then let's put you up there.
Start the bidding, $1.
Speaking of which, our Pimp and Joy shirts are up, and that we put them up Friday, and we were trying to buy these dogs for service members, and they're therapy dogs. Mm-hmm. So when a lot of people come back, a lot of our service members come back, and they have PTSD or they have different
brain injuries.
Yeah, injuries. And so each dog costs $20,000. So as of right now, we've been able to buy 4 dogs. We made over $80,000. With the Pimp and Joy retro shirts. I just want to remind you that if you do have an extra, $20 or so and you want to buy a shirt, the shirts are awesome by themselves, even if they didn't go to charity. You get yourself a fine shirt with a positive message. Only the highest materials.
Yes, good quality shirts.
Best quality, yes. But also, we don't keep any of the money. So we've been able to raise, I think, $85,000 as of right now to buy service members these dogs. So if you do feel like today you want to get a new shirt, head over to BobbyBones.com and check out the shirts. They're really good shirts, and we're so appreciative. And I think we're going to see what happens this week and make a big announcement next week.
Because we'll get to name the dogs. And the fact that we have 4 right now and we could keep going is amazing.
Yeah, we like to name them after everybody on the show if we could, but we don't have enough money yet. So we're going to wait this week. But BobbyBones.com, what's up?
The names. I didn't know for sure where the names were coming from.
Yeah, probably Amy 1, Amy 2.
Oh, no. I was thinking Eddie and Lunchbox.
Amy 4. Yeah, so thank you very much for helping us out with that. Appreciate you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I have these bites all over my arm. kind of on my leg. They don't look good, do they?
No, but you need to pull your sleeve down so you don't touch them.
I want to touch them. That's why
no,
the thing's
no,
I
don't do
think that.
That
touching is good.
Do you ever want to lick them? Because I want...
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
I feel like that might be a little refreshing.
Yeah, right? I'm not crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
Okay. So yeah. Morgan number two has looked at my Instagram because I put the bites up on my Instagram.
You're like a cat.
Yeah, I do want to... Like sometimes I
can you lick your elbow?
Yes.
That's hard.
Yeah, Bobby can. He's talented.
Oh, yeah.
You are really talented.
You really can, man. Yeah.
Hey, Morgan number two, what do you think's wrong with me?
I definitely think it's oak mites.
What?
99% sure.
I'm a huge fan. Elvira. A boom.
The Oak Mite Brothers.
That's different.
What, that's not Oak Mite?
No.
The Oak Mite Boys?
No.
What's an oak mite?
They come from oak trees and they fly off and they really hit you on the arms and the back of your legs and they turn into rashes and they disguise themselves as mosquito bites.
Why do you think that?
Because I've got them before. They exist really bad
and
in Kansas.
And why do I have it?
Did they fly here from Kansas?
No, it's really bad allergy season and they typically are bad in those type of seasons.
Man, well, you are spending a lot more time in your backyard.
I wonder if me laying on that couch in the backyard, maybe the oak mites,
oh wow,
they chill on the couch.
Oh. Yeah, they're just chilling.
I got in the pool again Saturday. I'm having a real problem with a swimming pool.
Oh, why?
You're like
addicted
it.
To it now?
No. Oh. I have crazy like shame and
it, that part.
Like Mike D was the one who was telling me about it, but here.
He writes segments for the show and is the quietest man in radio from Waxahachie, Texas, Mike D.
What do you think's the deal?
Well, you couldn't get in the pool on Saturday without doing a little work first. We had to do a bobby cast until you could go in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
You have to earn it.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that.
You're so complex. Like,
guys, I'm
so weird.
I was talking about this on the bobby cast that we did this weekend. Like, I grew up extremely poor and there was no swimming pools in my town. There was one from a kid that lived outside of town. And that I associate with people that they have swimming pools. And so now I have a swimming pool, and there's guilt, there's shame. And so to get in it, I made Mike come over, and we had to work first. I'm going crazy.
You
guys.
Are.
I'm going crazy.
Or is
and
that
I'm gonna be
healthy
honest with you.
For you?
No. I'm going to be honest. I feel like I have a swimming pool, I'm out of touch, too. Like, oh, I have a swimming pool, so I'm out of touch. I'm already not in touch anyway mentally. I never have been. But, I mean, now I'm like, ooh, should I even got a swimming pool? Like, is this
so
how
you
the
might move again?
Is this how the other side lives? Swimming pool? I don't know, man. It's crazy to me. I'm having trouble with it in my heart. I am.
Well, you should talk to an expert. Like, we need to break this down. Like, really, we know what the root is.
What's the root, Amy?
The root is because of how you grew up. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but I don't know the best solution for you. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking maybe it's not a bad thing that you give yourself that rule of like work and then play.
Lucky Charms.
But right.
Yeah. Then you get marshmallows.
But a trained therapist might be like, Bobby, that's ridiculous. You need to work through some of these issues and just get outside and enjoy your pool. I don't know. Because clearly.
Do you think people like me less because I have a swimming pool and they go,
No, they like you more.
This is a serious question.
No, you mean just people that.
Because I resented people my whole life that had swimming pools, every one of them. I was like, oh, you got some Mr. Swimming Pool.
They'll probably resent your kids more than you. Your offspring.
For the pool.
Right. If they know that you've got a pool and that you're up poor and you've worked really hard for it and that you make yourself work to even get in it, that's a whole thing. But like it's the next generation that might have the icky feelings, like, you know, towards them. Like some of their friends might be like, oh, well, you know, Johnny Bones has a pool.
First of all,
that's cool.
Johnny will not be the kid's name if I ever have a kid. Secondly, his last name will not be Bones either.
I know. I was just this is a hypothetical scenario.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I don't know. I want you to enjoy it. I feel like you have worked hard and you shouldn't feel shame, but I 100% get where it's coming from.
Mike, do you like hanging out at my house or no?
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope you don't lose that. I don't want you to turn into the person that's like, oh, look at me. I've got a pool and it doesn't like phase you and you have all these things and it doesn't phase you. I think it's good that it phases you.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Lucky Charms, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you eat the marshmallows and throw out the oats is what I hear.
But if we all could get a pool, we'd get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like in a heartbeat. We wouldn't even think twice about it. Like everyone in the world, I think if they could, they'd get a pool.
But yeah.
But that's okay. Everybody would get own a jet too.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Right. So, but everybody would have it. And I still look at people. I still look at people with jets and go, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying. Kim Kardashian on a jet. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Okay.
That's not
well,
cool.
So...
But it is A4. I don't know what they do over there. The Kardashian complex.
They work hard.
They have made good decisions. People give them a hard time because they're like, oh, what do they do? They've made good decisions. Strategically, those Kardashians, regardless of how you feel about what they've done, business-wise, they've made strategically good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Who's the most normal one of them?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know because I don't watch the show.
I think Kendall Jenner.
Oh, really?
The one that gets $1 million a post?
That's Kylie.
Oh.
Oh.
It's Kylie.
Sorry, my bad.
But I mean, I have no idea. Out of the three main Kardashian sisters, not the Jenners, I would say Kourtney.
Yeah, see, I think Kourtney is the most normal.
Oh, so you have an opinion,
too. Yeah, I really think Kourtney, she is just in the family, and she does her own thing, and she's not really worried about the spotlight, and she still makes a lot of money. I think she's the most normal. I was thinking about that the other day.
Deep thoughts.
I wanted your opinion.
I don't know, but I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy. Don't forget, we're doing a live show from the Ryman on Friday morning if you're in Nashville, 7 to 9. Doors open at 6 a.m. We'd love to see you out there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Game of Thrones is using self-destructing scripts to avoid leaks.
Wow.
So last season, actors who were filming, because they're a show that struggled with things like getting out, and it's just not been good.
Well, they shoot multiple endings, too.
Oh, to keep everybody guessing? Well, actors were filming the last season, and they would have lines fed to them through an earpiece, so there was actually never anything written down. And then this time around, scripts were written and displayed on tablets, but as soon as the scene was over, the script would self-destruct so it couldn't be shared.
That's crazy, but here's the thing, it's worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were to get spoiled, it'd be over, because we would go, because I'm a big Game of Thrones fan,
right?
And so I would be like, oh, that's how it's gonna end. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So Google released the most commonly misspelled words in like every state. So then they compiled all the data from that. And the most...
Restaurant. Is it restaurant? Okay, I never spell restaurant right, and I do it all the time.
No, it is not the most misspelled word. I've got the top three. Coming in at number three, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Come on, stop it.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, I'm just
telling
you.
Who's even trying to spell that?
Yeah.
Well,
like, why would you even write that?
That movie came out like 80 years ago.
Yeah.
Number two is resume.
R-E-S-U-M-E?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
And then the number one word.
Eddie just spit everywhere. Gosh. Eddie's so messed up on these yellow jackets. He's spitting everywhere. Go ahead.
So this is, people are Googling this the most. How to spell beautiful.
Oh, that's a hard one. Yeah, I agree. Let me see if I can do it. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Is that right? Thank you.
Good job.
You know what else is hard is tomorrow. I misspell that every time I type it in my phone.
Spell it out loud.
T-O-M-O-R-O-W.
Two R's in the end, but that is a tough one. I agree.
No, in fact, you need
how
two R's.
How is restaurant not the most misspelled word?
Yeah,
that's
restaurant.
A hard word.
Because it's restaurant.
Yeah.
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
It's not like a, okay. Eddie, by the way, this is the last time I'm going to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Eddie took 4 yellow jackets from the gas station this morning. It's 2 hours later. How do you feel?
I feel like I'm coming down.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Be real with you. Like, I feel like my body's just, like, it's been rushing for about an hour, and now I'm ready to just chill. But not really, though, because I'm still ready to go run to the store right now if you guys need anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But your recommendation to people would be?
Yeah, don't take 4.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do this to yourself.
How about 2?
Dude, honestly, I don't know how truck drivers do this. Like, I couldn't drive a car right now. Or could I?
Or could you really well?
Yeah.
You could probably drive from Texas to New York City.
Wow.
Without stopping.
That'd be fun.
But you say don't do 4 then.
Nah, don't do 4.
Should they do any?
Sure, I bet 2 would be nice.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Our science experiment concludes with 2.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Yeah, what's happening? And so that's it for today. I think I can say what's happening tonight.
Yeah.
Darius is doing Darius Rucker and Friends at the Ryman. And so I'm one of the secret guests. But I don't know if it's that secret anymore.
Well, I don't know who any of the other secret people are besides you. So, I mean, I feel like stuff's pretty much on the DL.
Huh. I think there was a press release, though.
Okay, well, I missed that.
Yeah, so I'm going to perform. I'm going to come out and sing Chick-fil-A as my first song.
Amazing.
And hopefully people sing back. And then I'm going to do Beastie Boys with Darius, Fight for Your Right. And so hopefully people cheer, but I'll be in early tomorrow morning after being late tonight. So
yeah,
It's shooting the dice with me when I'm out late, boys.
Lunchbox and I will be there.
If you guys feel tired, Woo! You can get some of these yellow hornets.
Oh, you have some more of those?
Yeah, we'll get plenty.
And it's like, yes, more yellow hornets. Fire!
Darius! Tonight! No. Ramen!
No, I'm scared of those.
It's just a little sting, Amy. No thing.
Just a little something. Hey, what's up? Today, next few hours, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm radio remotes.
Oh, that's right. You guys are headed over to the CMT stuff.
Yeah, and then I'm hosting some stuff for the Darius thing tonight.
Look at that.
Maybe even bring in a super secret guest named Bobby Bones out on stage. I don't know.
Oh, are you guys introducing him?
I have no idea. I'm just supposed to be there.
I was kind of hoping somebody like Garth would do it, but I mean, whatever.
I don't think we get to introduce you.
Oh, you do? I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, what are we doing? We just stand there?
No. We introduce Darius and then we're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so it's a one-time thing at the beginning.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing at the beginning, and we bring Darius out, and then it's like, all right, we don't need you anymore.
Hit or quit.
Oh, I thought I was, like, hosting the entire thing.
No, it's a concert.
I know. I'm joking. I didn't think I was really hosting the entire thing.
I don't know. I think you did.
I thought, honestly, I thought we were there for you. Like, we were doing, like, whatever you, like, bringing you out.
Have you not read the script? We got the script right here.
Oh, Lunchbox does have the script.
Yeah, we got the script.
Oh.
I can tell you who.
Go ahead. Read your part.
We have live auctions starting at 7:12 p.m. that we have to auction off and raise money. Sign guitars. Mm-hmm. Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, Frankie Ballard, Chris Lane, Drake White. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all on one guitar.
Got it. Everyone's going to expect him to come out tonight because Lunchbox just said that. Go ahead.
Also, you're going to bid on a Jason Aldean VIP concert experience for two.
You can count me in.
Woo!
Anyway, that's tonight. All right. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll have stories from that. Listen to today's show. We're about to do the pre-show, post-show, which is part of our podcast. And you can only hear that on the replay, the podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Goodbye, friends.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.